Give me 20 minutes, sweetheart. She smiles and then turns around and screams with her friends. I laugh and shake my head every time. Walking up to my locker, I see one of the assistant coaches leaning against the wall. Rick wants to see you, he says. Okay, sure. Mind if I shower first? I don't think he cares how you smell, Mills. Just get your ass in there now. I watch him walk away, wondering what this is all about. I mean, I just had the best game of my life. Why would Coach want to see me? Caden comes up next to me. Being called to the principal's office so soon? He jokes. I'm sure he wants to tell me how awesome I played. Did you see me out there? I fucking killed it. My words speak a much different story than my mind. My mind is going crazy, wondering why I'm being called to the manager's office after playing such a good game. I'm no stranger to being in Rick's office. A few times a year, he likes to give me the talk about keeping my dick in my pants. Last year, they changed the rules of the organization to forbid employees from dating not only each other, but also their family members. Yeah, that was because of me. A pregnancy scare with the daughter of one of the assistant coaches did not go over well. I'm sure that's what it is, Caden says. But I know as well as he does that we're both full of shit. I walk down the hallway and stand at Rick's door. He's on the phone, but he motions to the chair in front of his desk, so I sit down while he finishes up his call. I look around his office. The walls are lined with pictures of players. Most of them past players, but there are a few current ones. Most notably my two best friends, Brady Taylor and Caden Kessler. Caden got his picture on the wall 2 seasons back for setting a Nighthawks record for hitting the most home runs in a season. Brady got his ugly mug on the wall for the perfect game he pitched last year. My picture is not yet on the wall, not even after 2 years of holding the league record for stolen bases. Rick has it in for me. It's no secret. I know it. He knows it. Hell, even the press knows it. I wonder what it will take to get my picture on his wall. He hangs up the phone. Then he looks at me thoughtfully as he relaxes back into his chair. He crosses his arms and studies me. He eyes my dirty jersey. Good game today, he says, with about as much enthusiasm as a pet rock. Thanks. He pushes a folder slowly across his desk, nodding to it. I pick it up and open it. It takes me a minute to realize what it is before my blood pressure shoots through the roof. I close the folder and throw it back onto his desk. You're trading me.
Yes.
You're trading me? I ask again, still in disbelief. But I fucking killed it out there today. I'm one of your best players, Rick.
Could be a good opportunity for you, he says.
I open the folder again. Kansas City, are you kidding me? It's a demotion and you know it.
They're a solid team, Sawyer. You'd do well there. And they are one of the few teams willing to take you on. Hell, you're lucky we're not straight up releasing you.
Come on, Rick. Lots of guys have issues like I do.
Issues.
He walks over to his file cabinet and pulls out a thick folder. He drops it on his desk in front of me.
Your issues take up more room in my file cabinet than the other 24 players combined.
He opens the tattered folder and pulls out some papers, shuffling through them. I've never seen so many complaints. Women, men, old, young. Hell, I had to sit there and get my ass chewed out by some hussy's granny last fall. I don't know how many times you have to be told to stop fucking around, Mills.
Why the hell does the organization even care what I do when I'm off the field as long as I perform like I did today?
I'm making the team tens of millions, and you know it.
He shakes his head. There comes a time when the risks outweigh the rewards, and we've pretty much hit our limit. Your reputation has gone from being the quintessential bad boy of baseball to potentially damaging the Nighthawks brand, and we can't have that.
What about Brady? He had a chick in every city, for Christ's sake. Did you ever threaten to trade him?
Rick shakes his head. He kept a low profile. We didn't have to hire an additional PR person just to cover up his indiscretions.
So you'd rather get rid of me than give me a second chance.
He gives me a stern stare and then nods to the folder on his desk. The racy photos, the constant stream of tabloid fodder, the goddamn pitching coach's daughter, need I say more?
Mills, you've had 100 chances and everyone knows it. Come on, Rick, you know as well as I do you've never threatened to trade me. Yeah, so you've had it out with me a few times, but if I'd known it was coming to this, you'd what?
You'd change? We've been asking you to do that for years.